been quite a tumultuous year at the Western Sydney Wanderers. 7 days before the start of the season, they lost their coach in Tony Popovic. I'm sure they're sick of hearing about that. Now, Joseph Gombau in charge, and of course, a very impressive victory last weekend, finding the back of the net on four occasions. The Western Sydney Wanderers, now it's on again, isn't it? This Friday night up against the Newcastle Jets, who have been the big surprise packets for mine of the A-League season. Michael Thwaite joins us from the Western Sydney Wanderers. G'day, Michael.
Good morning. I'm just carpooling at the moment.
Oh, that's okay. Who's in the car with you?
Who else is there?
We've got Chris Hurd and Jared Tyson.
Oh, they're all in good form.
How are you guys?
Yeah, who's on the driving duties, by the way? Who's putting the K's on the car?
Hands free.
No. All good. Well, we may as well make this a community conversation here, boys. As TK said, a tough start to the season, but you sit inside that top six now comfortably with 3 points to Brisbane Roar. But what's been the turnaround? Obviously, Josip Gombau coming in. What's been the turnaround that elevated you so well so far?
Look, that's football, you know. The season goes up and down all the time. It's all about the momentum in the A-League, so at the moment we've got a bit of that.
And you have indeed at the moment. 4-0 last week. You must have been pretty happy over the win against Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, they're lying at the bottom of the table, so we've got a big couple of weeks coming up against Newcastle and Sydney FC, who are at the top of the table, so that's going to be the real test.
Obviously, Newcastle, I mentioned for mine, they've been the surprise packets of the season so far, Michael. Did you think they would be, sitting in this position, second on the competition table after this amount of rounds?
Well, in the last 6 years, they haven't made the finals. Yeah. So I guess any betting man would probably say they would not make it. But I've worked under Ernie Merrick before at Melbourne Victory, and I know the style he plays. Very attacking philosophy and funnels their players straight to goal. So I guess they want to score more goals than conceding, and that's his mentality. So we've got to be very wary of that, especially in defence.
Michael, when you talk about styles, how long do we take it that 4-0 victory means that the style that Joseph Gombau wanted to play is now getting through at Western Sydney Wanderers? Are you comfortable with his style of play, and was it a big transition for the team?
Well, normally any philosophy takes about 20 rounds approximately.
Wow.
Start firing. Nah, I'm joking.
Well, you got it about right on the weekend anyway.
Yeah, that's about it. But I guess there's a massive contrast between Tony's style and Joseph's style. So the players are, found it difficult initially to change. We're still trying to find that consistency because we'll have 2-3 games good, and then we'll go back, take a step back. So, we need to improve every week, and that's what we're analysing every game. And, I guess you're only as good as your last game as well, which is 4-0.
How did you guys move on from Robbie Cornthwaite?
Yeah, it's disappointing. He's my centre-back partner at the start of pre-season and start of the season. It's always hard when you lose that relationship, but in saying that, I'm developing a really good one with Brendan Hamill at the moment, and we've got other players that can do the job.
Mate, obviously, when you think that he's a very handy pickup, Chris Economides, what sort of difference has he made to the Wanderers?
Yeah, he's a very young, exciting player. Doing his trade in Italy at the moment with Lazio, so we're very fortunate to have a player like that on loan, be it just till the end of the season. And he's been selected for the Socceroos before, which goes to show the value of the player.
It's quite exciting when you've got those guys who have experience all around the world, isn't it? They call them the marquee players. How do you go with those guys when they're coming in? Are they a coach in part, so to speak, or are they a player, so to speak? Are they able to impart lots of knowledge on you guys?
Well, the majority of the players that are coming in, I think Joseph would have known. I know he's worked with Chris with the under-23s national team and also when Joseph was part of the national team. So that's how coaches work. They're going to bring the players that they trust and they believe in, even for next year as well. So I guess he knows them very well. I guess we have to learn about these players and their characteristics. But yeah, look, life goes goes on and players leave, players come. That's the nature of the game.
Now, TK already mentioned, Michael, about the coaches leaving and coming through and different styles and the rest of it. Have you been troubled at all with the lack of sort of home ground, you could call it?
Yeah, I
agree. And this week we were going to Spotless, and then we go back to ANZ. You know, it seems that we get a little bit dictated from, you know, the cricket or the NRL. That's one thing I'm really disappointed in, because I remember coming to West Sydney Wanderers as an away team to Pertac and Parramatta, and it was quite a European fortress.
Yeah.
About the culture of the club, the culture of the fans, and that's something that's kind of lacking this year, because we've been here, there and everywhere. For one reason or the other, it just seems to be all excuses at the moment, and I guess we need that consistency. The fans want that consistency. I'm sure the club do as well. And that new training facility in Parramatta can't come soon enough.
Yeah, it's going to look, if you're lucky enough to still be there, Michael, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be the jewel in the crown, I think. The new revamped Parramatta Stadium, or you'd like to call it Wonderland, no doubt.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, my wife, who lives in Gold Coast, and kids will probably say something against that. But I guess, the people that are here in a few years' time, when the stadium is built, it's going to be an absolute fortress. And you can see the direction of the club, where it's moving. But it's going to take time. So it's a real transition period.
This is going to be a high-quality game Friday night. We wish you all the best, Michael, against the Newcastle Jets.
Thank you very much. All the best, guys.